You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church. If you would like to find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
We have a little thing which for hearing God's voice, which we do with people, which we learn as a kind of procedure that has always helped us since, based on Habakkuk 2, I think, or 3, I can't remember. But the 4 keys to hearing God's voice, all right? And I can't go through it and teach it, but I'm going to give it to you, okay? Quieten yourself down. Calm down. Okay. You can do this at home. Calm down. Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Look at him. Focus your attention on him. Jesus, I'm thinking about you. I love you. Fixing my eyes on you now. And then just kind of connect with what's happening spontaneously. What's happening? Are you getting a thought, a scripture, a word, a picture, a memory? What's God doing spontaneously? Because the Holy Spirit, when he talks to us like this, is spontaneous. Is the flow of the river. Rivers are spontaneous, they flow. They don't stay still. And 4th, write it down, okay? Quieten yourself down, fix your eyes on Jesus. Tune into spontaneity and write it down. And so, put at the top of your page something like, Jesus, how do you see my identity? Or how do you see me? Or what name do you give me? I don't know. Write whatever question means the most to you. And we're just going to still down for, be still for 10 minutes, quarter of an hour. Fixing our eyes on you, Lord. And don't strive, just whatever naturally is stirring in you, start to write it down, okay? However crazy it might seem, write it down. If you don't write it down, God can't give you very much because we can't retain it. You have to write it, write down part 1 to get part 2 because your brain can't hold it all. Some of you are going to get a verse. Some of you are going to get a picture. It might be crazy things. But write them down however crazy they are. Some of you might get words, okay? Like, my son, I, or beginning of a sentence. Start to write it down, and the Lord will fill it in. And if you feel you've got something there, then you might like to ask a second question, like, what shall I do about it? Or what are the blockages to that? Or do you want to remind me of something that's getting in the way of that? Ask him those kind of questions. See what comes up. Quite likely those kind of questions will bring, the Holy Spirit will bring a memory. Okay, just another minute. Okay. How many people found that easy? Okay. A few people. How many people found it really difficult? Okay. I expect that kind of number is normal, all right? Because we haven't all learned to hear prophetically like that, okay? In fact, it's not very often taught in church. Okay, and we know how to read the Bible, hear God, and that's fine. That's our primary way of hearing God. But by the Holy Spirit, he also talks into our hearts. Okay? But learning that is a process. Some of us are more intuitive on that than others, but we can all learn it. Okay? And so I wonder, how many people really felt God said something to them? Anybody? Yeah? Two, three people? Four? Okay. Five? Okay, I'm going to ask, who's the courageous one or two who would like to share something that God said to you? Anybody? Okay, two of you. Anya, and do you want to come first?
So
I think it's on. Is it on? Is this one on, but guys? Yes, it must be on. It's working now.
Okay, wow, now. So I need to translate from Polish. God speak Polish to me.
He's quite good.
Is it God?
It's good.
Are you sure? I think Hungarian is too difficult. Yes, God is very smart. So, I will try to translate. So, he said, you are the fruitful vineyard. Bringing a lot of fruit that other people can
harvest. Wow. Yeah,
you are my beloved, you are my chosen, you are washed by the blood of the Lamb. You are not by accident, you are not accident, you are not mistake. You were planned before the world created. Was world created. I committed you, like prepare you for the there are different vessels in the God's.
Yeah.
Okay, and some of them for some, like.
Glorious. Yeah. Some are for glory and some are for honor and some are for dishonor. Yeah.
Yes. So I called you to be this vessel, like for yeah. And I lead you step by step, step by step. And I prepare the house for you, like a dwelling. And then what I need to do with this was question and was walk in the truth about this, who you are, and remove all the lies, like reject all the lies. The next one was forgetting about this what behind me. And don't fulfill expectation of the people, but do what I am telling you to do.
Wow, come on. How many of you think God was talking to her? Yeah?
Can I ask Anya, what was your opposite? Like, your thought, what you didn't know so far?
Are you asking her, what did God show her that was new to her?
Yeah, or something what was against what she thought, opposite.
Okay.
I don't know, it was like even this first one about this vineyard.
Vineyard.
It just came to me.
Have you ever thought of that before?
No.
No, come on. Lord, just reinforce this in her, in Jesus' name, that she is a fruitful vineyard, full of the new wine of your presence. Wow. In Jesus' name. You can speak that over yourself each day, Anya. You can say, I am a fruitful vineyard in the Lord. And watch him start to make it happen. Okay? That's really, really good. Did you want to share yours? Yeah?
So first of all, I've got a Jesus face, and Jesus didn't appear the way I thought he would.
Okay.
So when you watch things like The Chosen, he's kind of got big muscles, and he's, but he was quite small, humanly speaking, and pointed features, and it kind of spoke to me about the way I see him isn't necessarily the way that he truly is.
Okay.
So I have to learn who he really is and let him shape who he is in my head, in my heart. And then the words came to me, wealth of happiness. And I guess that was just speaking about what he's put in me. So I'm quite a happy person most of the time, apart from when I'm grumpy Dev. Yeah. But, but you know, I am, yeah, quite a positive person. But then I saw a picture of a Spitfire.
Okay.
Which is a word that came to me years ago. I used to go to pray over the cliffs of Dover and... there was this Spitfire came over doing barrel rolls and stuff like that. And I thought, oh, that is fantastic. Look at the beauty of the lines of that. And just see the aerobatics. And then God kind of likened it to me. But he says, but, you know, it's real purpose is for war. That's what it's for. It looks beautiful, but it's kind of like war. And so that came to mind. And then there were things that were getting in the way. I asked for that, and one was a fear of failure and of rejection, and also frustration when things don't turn out the way I think they should do. Mm-hmm. You know, this thinking about just the frustration that comes when you've been praying for something for years and years and mm-hmm. years, and it just doesn't turn up. And I saw it more as a way that just put me off mm-hmm. belief, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It just, because you think you keep going, but as you know, God stands outside time. And I was thinking to myself, so what if it takes years? But you don't feel that at the time. Well, I don't feel that at the time. I'll own that. And so, yeah, that was basically what he showed me.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so these are different, right? How they're hearing is different. That doesn't matter. There's not a rule that's everyone. Okay, how we perceive and receive from God differs according to our gifting, our personality, our maturity, all kinds of factors, okay? Anya's was more like, we understand a prophecy, you are this, this, this. But she's got in there maybe five or more things she can declare over herself about identity, yeah. But you also have things in there. Yours came more in a set of pictures, a set of memories, a phrase. But in it, you are able to still capture about five things there that God is saying about your identity, okay? Even the Spitfire, you know. If God is showing you, Lord, I'm like a Spitfire, my identity. I am, you are creating me beautiful in your sight, but you are equipping me to be victorious in war. Yeah, and you can start to turn what create the confession of identity out of what he's shown you. Okay, and I'd encourage you to do that. I'd encourage all of you to do this and take a bit more time over this because these little things are tools of our heart. Okay, you actually don't easily forget those things. And so, was there anyone else that did put your hand up you wanted to share? Because I don't want to lose anyone. Okay, you guys, let me take you the mic.
I immediately, when I sort of said, well, what do you want to say? Rabbit. So I thought, rabbit. And then I remembered that yesterday, a hare, we were driving along a lane, and a hare ran right across in front of us. And I don't know how he managed to get through the hedge on one side or the hedge on the other, but it didn't seem to, it just... And And then I got to thinking about this hare and how long he'd been waiting in the one field. But something made him, and maybe there was quite a delay. But in the end, he took the risk, because there was a risk, because he was right in front of our cow, but he took the risk. And he shot across and he got into the other field. And I didn't really, when we were driving, we were just looking at the hare, but as I started to think about it, I was thinking about this field where he went to, and in my mind, it was really green, and it was downhill, and he was able just to run. And...
Ah, oh, man, James, it's
come
you.
On. Come on.
God wants you to run.
Come on.
Come on. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
So I haven't run for about 30 years because I have muscular dystrophy, so I can't run. But a year ago, I felt God gave me a word, which was that I had hind's feet. So this hare had, we knew it was a hare, not a rabbit, because it had really long legs. And I could see the next field after the first field, that he could run through that field, and there were other fields beyond it, and he could just keep running. And
okay.
It was all, they were all downhill, so there wasn't, it wasn't difficult for him to run.
Come on, come on, this is really good. Who's the hare, James? Yeah. Okay. So here's your identity that the Lord is showing you. Because other things have said you're not. Your physical condition has said something about you. Your demeanor has said something about you. Other people have said something about you. And the lapse of time has said something about you. But God is saying that's not your true identity. Your true identity is that you can run. You can actually move fast in God. And we're going to see the physical. We're going to pray for that. But you, here's the thing. That you said a word. That rabbit, that hare, took a risk. It was waiting for a long time, but then it took the risk. And I believe the Lord is saying you are a risk taker in faith. You are ready to take risks in faith. And you might, and I think there's a lie on you that has held you back in and made you timid, whereas God says you're a risk taker. Okay? And I think, not stupid risks, but the risks of faith. And I think the Lord is wanting to reframe your identity. You've got about, again, there's four or five things you can take out of what you've just shared. God has got, I declare that I'm a person with many fields ahead of me.
Amen. Hmm?
Because life will say, slow down, James. You know, you maybe there's another one. No, I've got a lot ahead of me. And you can start to make that declaration over your life and break agreement with the others. Okay? So, Lord, we ask you to seal this. And even in his physical body, cause this word to start working in Jesus' name. That limitations leave you. I speak the renewal of your muscles, the renewal of your life, the renewal of your energy, the renewal of zeal, the renewal of vision, and the renewal of faith in Jesus' name. And I speak over you that the glory of the latter will be greater than the glory of the former in Jesus' name. Wow. Let's just do this. Did you want to say that?
No, I've been doing it for you.
Shall I just carry on?
Yeah, you can.
All right. I had that I was a child of God, that I was an archer who hits the target. Somebody prayed that once. And I was blessed beyond measure. I was not alone, but I could go hand in hand and go to new places. and he'd give me words to speak when I looked to him. But I didn't need to be afraid, but I could be courageous, because he says, "Fear not, I am with you. My God is the Lion of Judah. Take those first steps, even if they're small at first."
Wow, really good. Really good. Okay, so God's giving you some steps.
Yeah.
Okay? He's going to start giving you some baby steps, some first steps. And when he does, you start to go into them, all right? You've got 6 or 7 things that can frame your identity in there, okay? So take them out. They're bite-sized, they're sentence, small sentences. I declare that God says, "I am," and turn each one into something like that. "I can do," all right? And we will see this couple being released. Into a new level of destiny. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That you're coming out of... you are fruitful, but it's like a contained fruitfulness. And the Lord is bringing you both out into a broad place. A place with... wow. Well, this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like exotic fruit trees in an English field. And it's like the Lord is going to cause unusual fruit to be over your life. And... He's going to cause you to produce things that people say, "Can anyone do that? Can that happen here?"
Hallelujah.
Oh. It's like they said of Jesus, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And they're going to speak over you and say, "Is that really real? Is that them?" Because it's going to seem like it doesn't belong. And so, Father, we bless them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
To keep hearing you,
yes, Lord.
That you will protect this fruit,
yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Did you have something you wanted to share? Yeah.
Yeah, James, it's been said, but just think potential, more potential in the spirit. With the fields and the hair, more potential, more from God. Yeah, things God said to me before, recently a lot, but trust me, go deeper and spend more time with me. And then sense a sort of whirlpool going down, and it was like a sort of mole digger. Thunderbirds.
Mm-hmm.
Like the mole,
mm-hmm.
The mole in Thunderbirds, which goes down the digger. And I said, "Well, God, what does that mean? Is that painful?" And he was saying, "It's like breaking up hard places in my heart, going deep in my heart." And I asked him about that, and he said, "The heart, it's the central core, is a place of potential and power."
Okay, that's really good. So you've got some identity things in there, okay? You can turn that into an identity statement. You said about trust, okay? God's saying, "Trust me." So you can, now if we're asking him, how do you see me? And he says about trust, then we can understand that he's talking to us saying, you are a person who trusts me. And you probably don't feel like that. So he's starting to speak your identity over you. You are a person who goes deep. You are a person who's called to the deep places. And you can start to speak those things over your life. I am a person who trusts God. I am a person who goes deep in him. I'm a person who can uncover things, who is able to go down and see things uncovered. And so your identity is framed in his word here. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Yeah? So we bless you. We bless you to go deep in God. Come on, that is a word. That is an identity word we all need. A person of the deep place. A person of the depths. Yeah. Person who goes deep in God. And I didn't pray for you. But I just pray for this spitfire here, Lord. I even think in your picture where you said God didn't look like the way I thought he did. That God is actually saying, I'm going to use you to correct people's view of me. Because they are seeing something that's not right. And you're going to bring in the correct view. And so we bless you in Jesus' name. To be that adjustment bureau. That kind of change factor. As well as the one who carries the readiness for war. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Wow. Praise God. Guys, do this more often. What joy comes out of that, yeah? What encouragement comes out of that, that you can, you know, and doing it on your own at home is great, but when we do it together, we've got people who can keep saying, how's that going? Yeah? Or we have an off day. Remember who you are.
Yeah?
And so we need this. And we need to keep letting God speak into our identity. Now, some of us didn't find that as easy. That's not a problem. That's quite normal. The percentages are normal here. Especially for the first time we do these kind of exercises. It would have been good if we could have, you know, taught through how to hear the voice of God. But maybe that's for another time. But try practicing. Okay, when you get home, try encouraging each other. Just say, Jesus, how do you see me? That's a good one. Yeah? Or Father, what do you think about me? These are easy sentences. You might get a Bible story come to mind. You might get one word. You might get a picture. However it comes, you might get a song go through your head. There's so many ways God talks. And whatever it is, write it down. And then you can let the Holy Spirit unpack it. All right? And if you're not sure, bring what you've thought to your pastors, and they will tell you what God's saying to you. Okay? Or they will... they will help you to interpret what he's saying. Okay? You can, yes.
I've done this a bit, but I mean, it's just like, for me, sometimes these things are really random, and it's a bit like James's hair. It's a bit like something comes into your head and it's weird. So for instance, for mine, so I had a bit of Bible story, bit of Joshua, the name Joshua came, and the big grapes, you know, from that, you know, that came to me. But then it's like, okay, just imagining that because it's a story, you know. And then God gave me the picture of like a bit of an old-fashioned nail, really big, like those square things, you know, things like you see through Jesus' feet, that sort of nail. And it was hammering these really old bits of wood together. I think, what's that? And then the next picture, again, just really random, was a picture of a trebuchet. Just like, I mean, where's that come from? Trebuchet. So, like, it's a medieval weapon for knocking walls down. And I just, you know, I just think that God says what he's building here is something for demolishing strongholds. You know, not just in our own minds, but in our community and amongst our people. You know, that there's weapons. You know, that passage, Ezekiel, I'll make weapons of you. And it's like for taking down strongholds and everything that sets itself up. That's what he's doing amongst us. But it was like, well, you know, what's knocking that nail in? You know, it's not our good thoughts, but it's the Holy Spirit coming in. It's the Word of God. It's hitting us. And we've got to be focused on that. that was mine.
Amen.
But I just think that's for
is
us.
That how you see yourself?
What?
As a demolisher of strongholds.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's what we do.
Come on.
You too.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's part of your identity.
Yeah.
That's why sometimes it's so hard. Because you haven't gone into a church plant situation or a new situation where the ground is just nothing. You've gone into one where the ground is hard.
Mm.
You've gone into a place where strongholds have taken place because of things that have happened in the past. Mm. But the Lord says you're a demolisher of strongholds.
Mm.
And so in the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
we just speak that over you and we agree with God about this. We agree with God about it. That he hasn't called you to be hiding in the corner.
Yeah.
He hasn't called you as someone who doesn't have significance.
Yeah.
But he's called you as a couple to break down enemy territory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Enemy walls and things that have been built up over the centuries.
Yes.
This is time to deliver the land. And we bless you in Jesus' name. To know your identity and to know your calling. And not to be afraid. Oh man. Wow. Awesome, guys. It's been so good being with you again. Thank you for inviting us and letting us be here. Keep practicing this. Have an hour sometimes of just hearing God's voice together. Put a question up. And then just let people write. And listen, guys, if all you get is one word or I didn't get anything at all this time, but I think you probably did. I think you just didn't connect it. Okay? But usually it's, oh, no, that was just me making that up. Okay? That's the challenge.
Yeah.
But you see, you asked him. So you now have to believe he's speaking. Because he's not the kind of dad that says, Dad, what do you think about that? And he zips his lip. He's not non-communicative. He is telling you. If you say, Father, what do you think about that? He'll tell you. That's not you imagining it. That's what he's saying. And if you're unsure, write it down anyway. And then come to someone and say, do you think this is God? I think that's what he's saying to me. Okay? And we grow together. And let's see what he does. Okay? Father, seal the things you've done. Keep us walking in this. In Jesus' name. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you love us so much to talk into our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think before we finish, it would be really good, actually, if we could pray for Wesley and Sharon. I think they just intimated they're going through some tough things at the minute. And so I think it would be really good for us to pray around them and get around them. We're really grateful for them coming. I know they have a hectic schedule. And we're putting the family card. But we are so grateful for you coming. We really appreciate what you're doing, and it's cutting edge, isn't it? It's, you know, God is using this couple all throughout the world, and you know, it's so grateful for you to find time to come and speak to us. And there's a connection with Ross. You know, they've been in Ross, they've led church in Ross, and so they're picking things up for us, things that God has said, and you know, they're such a vital lifeline for us. But yeah, come on, let's come and gather around them, and. Now we're practiced in hearing the Spirit, we can pray.
Do that, eh?
Mm. That's good. James, do you want to kick us off?
Father, thank you. We can call you Father. Thank you that we're called to bless one another. And Lord, you relate with us. And we relate with you, but we can also be Jesus to each other. And we pray for Wes and Sharon. We want them to be blessed. and that they will know that joy of the Lord being their strength in these coming days, that the joy will be stronger than the challenges, and that they will be able to rest in your goodness because you are Lord. Amen.
Jesus, just fill their hearts with joy and may they gaze upon your beauty in the midst.
In the midst, Lord Jesus, of all the turmoil. These are turbulent times. And Lord God, we pray that they may know your steadfast love, and that, Lord, once they're in your hand, if they place themselves in your hand, then no one can snatch them away. No one can do that. Not trouble, not persecution, nothing can snatch them out of your hand. So, Lord, we just want to commit them to you again today. And Lord, we pray for them as they sit in your hand, Lord, that you'd hold them, and they may know that they are held above all things.
Pirates in international seas, and so I see you as pirates, like a pirate ship, like a big pirate ship, but not in a way you are not robbing the good people, but you're robbing the enemies, like ships, and you have lots of gold in the ship. But I see the sail, like the, I don't know what's in English, the thingy. The sails are quite, the wind is torn apart and lots of fight, and the ship is a bit torn apart, like cracking, and lots of war. And I see, like, oh, I don't know again what is in English, when the, you put like big balls in it and it's like fired. Cannons, lots of cannons, like iron cannons, very heavy, heavyweight weapons. And I can see people who are working with you, lots of nationalities. And I see them, like, they are tired as well, like you. And I just see that these international waters are full with sharks, lots of enemies, but you're still robbing the enemy. And the Lord wants you to just go to a harbor now. Go to a harbor and repair the ship, and the cracks has to be healed, and the wood has to be painted again, and it's like a winter like restoration kind of thing, what the Lord, I can see it, that he will do it, and you will be sent back to the international waters, specifically international waters, and it's like some lands that are nobody's lands, because the enemy claims nobody's, but you will claim it for the kingdom. It's time to claim this land, what it says, no one's land, for the kingdom. But I see scars as well. I see your liver, and the Lord says, I heal your liver. I don't know if it means to you something or not, but God is healing your liver right now, in this moment. Thank you, Lord, that this restoration is in and out, Lord. Lord, thank you that this ship, you want to restore this ship fully, utterly, to rob the enemy. And Lord, thank you that we just plead the blood of Jesus over Sharon and Bess in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lord, that, Lord, they are undercover. Lord, they are transparent for the enemy's eyes. That's why you could actually attack, because the enemy couldn't see you, like, to attacking them. And these heavyweight cannons, they are really heavyweight. It's not just one, two. It's like, going out. And you collect treasures. You collect treasures and souls. And this is what I see. And God wants to repair you.
Yes, I just had a simple picture of a trampoline that people bounce up and down on. And it just sends you bouncing up and down on a trampoline. It seems a bit weird, but it's like God wants you to, he has, go higher in God, like bouncing on the trampoline, that he has potential, and he wants you, to go higher and fly with him into more things, more potential. But you don't need to be afraid, because God is, like, people have accidents, but no, God's holding the trampoline. he's in complete control. So there you're going higher and bouncing. He's in charge.
I had picture like big shoes. You have very big shoes, like the it seems like huge, like too big. But this is like supernatural. You will be moving with less effort, faster and bigger distances. But it will be by power of God. Yeah, moving supernaturally. And I had a picture when you pray for Andrew, and I saw Jesus is washing your feet, and he's coming to wash your feet. And he sees you serve other, and you do this for other people, and sometimes it's hard, but he's coming to you. And when you are alone, he's coming to serve you, to wash your feet.
And for both of you, I saw the Lord give you the strength you're looking for. He said, you know, he's not going to leave you, and he's going to keep the strength, his strength on both of you to do the job he asked you to do. Just have faith on him, because he's upon you. I just saw him give you the strength. You're not going to imagine. Mm-hmm. Just his strength. Mm.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm. Thank you.
Lord, I just pray. Because I run, and I know sometimes it's difficult. And Lord, I just pray for this strength you just show me. Come upon both. Because this sheep, this food, everything is from you. And Lord, just keep him saved. And the strength is yours. And they serve you with all our hearts. So Lord, I just thank you for this couple. What they do for you. Amen.
Yes, Lord, I pray for these beautiful couples that you have called them for such a time as this. You call them to be the light in the darkness, like diamonds. When we put diamonds in the dark cloth, they are brighter. And you call them to be the light and give them strength. I pray for your protection of your holy blood. I pray for protection over their families. I pray that you will guide them, lead them wherever they go. They will go with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray for fresh anointing, so powerful. They will break every chain, every yoke of enemy, wherever they go, wherever they serve, whoever they touch, it will be set free because of your name, because of name of Jesus, because of the powerful name of Jesus they carry, because of you who live in them, and they carry the smell of you. Their presence will break the yoke, break the chains, and bring new life. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
And Lord, I pray as well for Wes and Sharon and for Andrew and Carrie and for our church, Eros. Lord, I break off every familiar spirit among us, in the name, over us, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said in your scripture that we don't know each other, but as we know Jesus as a crucified. Lord, we don't want to see each other with our natural eyes, but the eyes of the Father. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that, Lord, gifts will spring up, Lord, and people can flourish, Lord, in this church because the freedom what you gave us in Christ, that we can practice our gifts, that we can serve each other, Lord, and encourage the church. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that this is a safe environment. And Lord, we say no to the familiar spirit in the name of Jesus.
And Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful Carrie St. Andrew, Lord, that you positioned them here, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that, Lord, what Andrew saw, the big, big fruits, Lord, from the giant's land. Yes, Lord, we're going to take that. We're going to take that together, Lord, and we will enjoy these fruits, Lord. We enjoy the sweetness of these giant's fruits, Lord. What is impossible, Lord? What is territorial, Lord? Lord, we break it off, Lord, the lands. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that, Lord, we will march into the promised land together as your church, as your bride. And we are waiting in every second to come, Lord, and help us, because we cannot do by ourselves. But Lord, with your strategy, your tactics, your guidance by your Spirit, Lord, yes, we can do it together. And Lord, thank you that Andrew and Caris is not alone. They are not alone. Lord, they are not alone. And I break off this heaviness, this burden of them in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that they are not alone. Lord, you are with them. We are with them. Lord, thank you, Lord, that, Lord, this picture again, Lord, that, Lord, you make a way in the desert, even in the sea, you make a way where it's impossible. You make a way in the waters. You make a way, Lord, and you always a step of ahead of us, Lord. So maybe we don't see the full picture, but we see the next, because you open it up for us. And Lord, we just want to bless you, Lord, what you are doing among us. We want to love you. We want to worship you and honor you and give you praise, because you are doing great things, Lord. And we want to be your people, to representing the kingdom here. Heaven is here, at hand, here, Lord, where we are. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. And Lord, thank you that we can love your people. Lord, thank you. Amen.
I just got Andrew and Caris. It seems a bit odd, but I just had this for you, like the idea of God's going to ring fence you. That's the word I had. And also like boxing gloves, you're in the battle, you know, spiritual battle, but God's protecting you, you know, the armour of God. And I don't know why this word ring fencing, but you're in a battle, but God's protecting you.
All the treasures yes. that you've had deep within her heart, so deep. And then I just pray for that release in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Deborah.
Anybody else? The only word that I have is sacrifice. I just think God really wants to bless you for the sacrifices you've made, or for you, for the sacrifices you've made in doing this. And that he sees it. God sees that. And he will never waste it.
Amen.
And he will bless you. And Lord, I just ask that you'll bless these guys.
Yes.
For the sacrifice they've made, that nothing is ever wasted.
Amen.
That nothing is ever outside of your time, outside of your plan.
Yes.
And we pray that you will honor them and bless them.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And that they will see your blessing.
Yes.
As they walk this way.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Amen.
Thank you so much. I saw you, both of you, and you were dressed as archers, but the quivers that you had were getting empty, or getting low, and it felt like there was, you know, there's not much time left to send this stuff out. But then I looked again, and it's like you weren't you, but you were redesigned in like CGI. And like you were really young, really young, and God was restacking and putting fresh arrows in, and these were golden arrows, holy arrows. And it's like, it's not like archers that just, you know, they put them up into the air and there's a random where they fall, but there's every time that you raise your bow, it will find its mark. because these are holy arrows coming out of the sacrifice and coming out of being high in his presence. That this is powerful stuff. These are powerful truths, and there's plenty more arrows to go. But they're not, like I said, they're arrows that will find the target every time. And it's not like a random battlefield, but he will send you targets in front of you, and you will send these arrows, and they will do the work that they're meant for. Amen. That the word that God gives you will pierce, amen, and that will go in, and it will bring life, amen, to people as you minister. It will destroy the lies of the enemy and bring new life.
Thank you, Jesus.
That it's not just scattering seed. This is pinpoint accuracy. That you're going to be, I don't know, there's just going to be a greater accuracy in the words that you bring.
Amen.
Yeah, Lord, I thank you that you see Wes and Sharon different than we see them.
Yeah.
That the words that you speak over them is, you know, that, they're not even 80 yet. They are young. Lord, they are not limited. They are not limited by their physical stance. And I thank you that there were equal quivers for both of them. And they're both sending out these holy arrows of anointing. One not more powerful than the other. But both different. But Lord, it's you that make the arrows find their slot. And it's you that's going to bring the targets to them. They don't need to seek them out. That you're going to bring them to them. And there's going to be an efficiency to this season of what you're going to do. That when they're rested in the harbour, and they've wintered, and where you've refilled them and refueled them, that you are going to use them mightily for years to come.
I agree.
In Jesus' name.
I agree with that.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Barbara was praying for you. I just had a quick idea of what's going to take to pastors new.
Okay. Come on.